On Sunday, three teenage boys accused of stealing cars from a Clearwater dealership died in a high-speed crash. This comes amid a trend of car thefts by teenagers in Pinellas County. In 2015, police in Pinellas arrested juveniles 499 times for grand theft auto. That's more than any other county in Florida. Zach Sampson and his colleagues from the Tampa Bay Times have been following this issue for the past year. WUSF's Dalena Miller talks to him about the paper's investigation, which included interviews with 16-year-old Dion Kegler, one of the teenagers involved in Sunday's incident.
How does what happened Sunday relate back to what you guys found out earlier this year with your investigation?
Dion and another boy, Kamal Campbell, who's actually 18, were in the Chrysler Sebring that was spotted next to the Ford Explorer. They did not crash, but they did flee from the area. They were later caught down in Clearwater after being tracked by the sheriff's office helicopter. Dion is a boy we spoke to several times. My colleagues Lisa Gartner and Dirk Shad met with both him and his mother for the Hot Wheels project to talk about this auto theft epidemic and why kids are doing it. Pinellas is arresting so many kids for auto theft, and the police here are saying it is so dangerous. People are being hurt. There's a crash every 4 days on average. And what Dion told us is that kids are not doing this to get money. They're not doing this as like a chop shop scheme. They're doing this for a thrill. They're doing it to ride fast, to show off, to get friends, to hang out with friends. These kids often do it over and over and over again, critics say, because the juvenile justice system is not tough on them. They view auto theft as a property crime, so they go in, they get out, they go in, they get out. And these 16-age boys who were involved in this crash, according to the sheriff, had, before Sunday morning, 126 arrests between them. They had been in the juvenile detention center 43 times. Several of them had just gotten out of the juvenile detention center within the last few weeks.
So why is it so hard to prosecute these juveniles in Florida for car thefts? And has there been any serious talk about changing the law?
Part of the reason that it's difficult to prosecute kids for car theft is because it is a property crime. So the way that the juvenile system works is whenever possible, they seek to do in-home and in-community treatments. There's a lot of scholars out there and research that shows locking a kid up who's not that bad with a bunch of kids who are pretty bad only makes the not-so-bad kid worse. And so they try to avoid that unless absolutely necessary. And car theft is not a violent crime, according to the way the statute is written. It is not a crime where there's a person involved and hurt. It is a property crime. It's a lot like stealing $350 worth of clothing at Target. It's grand theft. That then makes it pretty difficult for kids to rack up points. Points determine whether or not they're held in the juvenile detention center. Last year, the sheriff convened a couple of working groups, which involved, you know, law enforcement, the courts, the state Department of Juvenile Justice, legislators, and they came up with a couple of ideas. And one thing is they passed a bill. It'll take effect in October. It's referred to as the Prolific Juvenile Offender Bill. And the goal there is to get at some of these high recidivists, these frequent offenders, so it will force their trials to happen sooner and force them to be either held in the detention center or held on electronic monitoring until they're sentenced if they've had a certain number of prior felony offenses.
Where do we go from here? What happens next?
The sheriff had a press conference in which he said that these kids may face further charges, the survivors from this incident, and those charges could include felony murder, which would be a real increase in the severity of a crime. And beside that, talking to legislators and some of the people who are trying to kind of stop the epidemic in the community, they said it's going to take a lot of work from parents and local leaders and the courts to convene, to come together with the kids and figure out, okay, what are we not doing that's allowing this to continue? Because at this point, I think across the spectrum, everybody agrees we can't have more kids dying.
That was Zach Sampson, a reporter with the Tampa Bay Times, talking to WUSF's Dalena Miller here on your NPR station.